I know his name. I just, it's in the back of my head.
Hi, I'm Rachel T.
Hi, I'm Eva.
Hi, I'm Rachel G.
We are all Girl Scouts, and this is WGXC ACRA.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by MPAC, presenting composer and musician Charles Curtis, playing works by Elian Rodiga, with a selection of early music and contemporary pieces for solo cello. December 13th at 7 p.m. and December 14th at 2 p.m. on the campus of RPI in Troy, New York. More information can be found at mpac.rpi.edu.
Wave Farms WGXC wishes to acknowledge the generous support of the Chuke and Maimon families in memory of Bob Chuke of Purling, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. We are grateful.
Tune in to Quintron's Weather Warlock, a custom-built weather-controlled analog synthesizer that turns the changes in the weather into sounds. New Orleans-based artist Quintron installed one of his series of custom-built weather-controlled analog synthesizers in the Wavefarm Study Center, with sensors outside detecting the differences and changes in the weather. Hear the precipitation, the sunlight, the wind.
Power and power unto the Lord. yes, beloved, hallelujah, salvation and glory, ooh, hallelujah, belong unto our God. Ain't I right about it? Yes, I am. God is wonderful. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist, and this is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here, right now with me on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York, WGXC.org, online, anytime, everywhere, anytime. You can always find The Bright Side. Go to the archive and you can hear one of our past broadcasts. Yes, beloved. Amen to that. You know what we do? If you don't, let me introduce you. We come with the music, with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Yes, beloved. It feeds us all day long. Hallelujah. That good, good stuff, right? And we got a few songs lined up for you back to back. And then after that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. We heard in our intro, Hallelujah, Salvation and Glory by Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. Then coming up, God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Mariah Carey, Deck the Halls, the Brooklyn Youth Choir and Pentatonics, Oh Come All Ye Faithful, Tasha Cobbs, O Come Emmanuel, Maverick City featuring Naomi Rain and Nate Moore, Carol of the Bells, Lindsay Sterling and Monique Danielle, Let There Be Peace on Earth, Ricky Dillard and Choir. After that, that's when I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. Eight songs back to back, 26 minutes of music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. So we're going to get this gospel party started right here, right now, with Miss Mariah Carey. Hallelujah. And God rest ye, merry gentlemen and women.
Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we had gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy,
comfort and joy.
Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Thank you. little clouds of hot leaf. Fa la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly. Fa la 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 la. Dawn we now our gay apparel. Fa la 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 la. Control the ancient Yuletide carol. Fa la 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 la.
We hope you enjoyed our cover of Deck the Halls. You can get that on a Pentatonix Christmas Deluxe on Apple Music, Amazon, Spotify. iTunes, Spotify, all of them. Also, we want to introduce Matt Salee. He's Yay. Our bass that is joining us this holiday season. We hope you guys loved the song. We love you so much. Also, we're going on tour.
Woo!
So you can get tickets, ptxofficial.com/tour.
Yes.
We love you. Merry Christmas.
Mwah.
Yeah. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Citizens of heaven.
listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Hudson, Catskill, New York, WGXC.org online anytime. This is The Bright Side. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me, Pastor Kim, on WGXC. We got the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. This is Carol of the Bells with Lindsey Sterling. We have more music just like that. Music to feed the heart, the mind, and the soul. After that, I'll come back in just a few more minutes. Don't you go nowhere. You stay right here with me on WGXC.
Sweet silver bells all seem to say, throw cares away, Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old, meek and the bold, ding-dong-ding-dong, dong, that is their song, with joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere. Seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere, filling the air. Oh, how they come, praising the sun, for in the day, telling their tales, gaily they're in, while people sing songs of good cheer. Christmas is here. Thank you.
and let it begin with me.
Let there be peace, and let it begin with me. Peace in my mind, peace in my heart, peace down in my soul, and let it begin with me. You know, we don't have peace within ourselves, and there's not much peace to give to anybody else, right? And I know that there's some of you out there that are listening to me, and you are struggling because things have come against your peace. But Jesus gives us peace, beloved. He said, I can give you peace if you keep your mind stayed on me. He says also that, hallelujah, I can give you peace like a river to attend your way. There are so many blessings and benefits for those who are walking and following Jesus the Christ. Amen. There is so many. And you know, beloved, it's a process. Hallelujah. Sometimes God can do it for you instantaneously, immediately, miraculously. And then sometimes it grows as you go through the walk and the journey with God, as you go through some trials and some tests and some troubles, and you find yourself constantly just crying out to the Lord or staying in the presence of the Lord, you know, as much as you are able. You spend time in prayer. You know, you have your life to live. You got work to do, family to take care of, places to go, people to see, things to do. But taking God with you when you go to these places, right? Having your thoughts, allowing our thoughts to go toward God in various circumstances and situations and places. And we find in that process of that journey and that walk with Christ that peace that passes all understanding is there for us. Amen, somebody. It's a real place. Hallelujah. And it's not a place that comes because of political affiliation. Amen. It's not contingent upon who's on in the White House or the State House or the Senate House or the you know, Capitol. It's contingent on the grace and the gift of God that he says, I will give you perfect peace if you keep your minds stayed on me. That's why we got so many distractions in the world today, beloved. You know, we got all these the Gram and the Snapchat and the TikTok and the Facebook and the all the other stuff out there is too much for me to mention. And then we've got television and radio and magazine and newspaper. We've got all these distractions, right? Concerts and movies and, you know, Netflix and streaming, you know, 24 hours, 7 days away, seven days a week. That might be a word. 7 days a week, we have all of these distractions to occupy our minds and have our minds to stray away from being focused on God and Jesus the Christ and what he had to say. Listen, beloved, this is my spiritual social commentary for today. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I say spiritual social commentary because I take what's going on in our society and I listen for God's voice or direction from God and through the word of God to share, amen, something that you'll only hear right here, hallelujah, and right now with me on WGXC. Well, ordinarily, most of the time, but today I want to share something I heard on a YouTube, I think it was, a message by Pastor Loren Livingston. He's the pastor of a mega church, perhaps, in Charlotte, North Carolina, the Central Church of God. And it was his message on November 17th, which is titled In 1 Hour. And, you know, it definitely bears listening to, all right? In his congregation address to his congregation on that Sunday, a couple of weeks after the election, he said these things. He said, since the events of November 5th, I have heard people say things like, I feel better, I feel hopeful. The stock market is up. He says, hallelujah. He knows a lot of people that are breathing a sigh of relief since those events of November 5th. He says, amen. People are saying, I feel optimistic. And you know, the stock market is up. But he said to his congregation, I want you to know, and I say the same, my Messiah hasn't come yet. My hope has not arrived yet. My Redeemer, my Deliverer is not here, but he's coming. And when he comes, he will come in holiness, righteousness, purity, and truth. Therefore, I take very little consolation in anything that happens in this world, in this nation, and in this process. All of this is orchestrated by sinful, dying, uneducated, uninformed, rebellious human beings. The country is still rotten. The government is still corrupt. The heart of man is still wicked. All government that is not under the full authority of Jesus Christ is corrupt, changing governments that will one day no longer exist. And then he talked about Revelation 18 and Babylon. And we read in Revelation 18, it talks about Babylon, and it's interpreted as the world system, a system that is based on business and making money. And the only thing that matters is money, more things, more materials. And he talked about how money and the love of money, the pursuit of money and things have crept into the church, materialism and religion sort of mingling together, married together even. And so many people, I think indirectly he's saying that so many people made their decision on this past election based on money, based on getting more things. But he says, and I share the same, my happy expectation is that at any moment the trumpet will sound and we, the church of the living God, will be called away. The rapture of the church, it is our hope. He said, that's my only hope. Hallelujah. And beloved, you can hear him on YouTube for yourself. Pastor Loren Livingston, his 1 hour message definitely bears hearing. Hallelujah. But beloved, this is the second Sunday of Advent. This is the Sunday where we focus on the theme of hope. And beloved, if we put our hope on anything less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness, we're going to be sorely and sadly disappointed when things begin to unfold. But God is able and God is willing and God will show us the better way, the more excellent way, a way of love and a way of peace. Amen. And listen, God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. His son went through some things for us. Amen. And we may go through some things for his son too. Praise be to God. But he said, I'm with you. I'll never leave you. I'll never forget you. I'll never forsake you. And he gives us an eternal hope. He gives us hope for our future here because he said, I'm here with you. I'm in it with you. And if I'm in it with you, you're going to win. Come on here, somebody. And then he says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. So we have hope for the now, hope for the future, and hope for eternity with Jesus Christ. Don't put your hope on nothing less than Jesus and his righteousness, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Kim, and this is my spiritual social commentary for today. We come with the music for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Praise be to God. And guess what? It's all about the music for Christmas right about now. Yes, it is, because it's Christmas season. Shout out to the Winter Walk on last night, and Brother Randall, I understand, was out there with his band, and so many other people have put their hands to that task to bring the joy of the season, and he is the reason for the season, not Randall, but Jesus. Amen. Beloved, let us rejoice and joy in the greatest gift that was ever given to mankind, the gift of God's only begotten Son. It's Christmas, beloved. Hallelujah. And there's joy for the world in that. Good news, we can't keep it to ourselves. We got to give this away. Freely we have received it, and freely we give it. is Christmas. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that while we were yet sinners, he came for us. Hallelujah. We celebrate his birth, his life, his light, his love, his legacy, and his resurrection and his soon return. Amen. Listen, beloved, I just have a couple of announcements. Then I'm going to share a prayer. Amen. Don't you go nowhere. First of all, if you are a veteran, if you served even for a day, beloved, check that out. You need to check out nys.va.gov. Amen. nys.va.gov. There are 60 unique state benefits for veterans, amen, in New York State. Hallelujah. There are more programs out there than you may know of. Share that with somebody you know who might be a veteran. Even if they were dishonorably discharged, reach out anyway, because they might be able to help you to get some of those or get that turned around. Amen. I also want to give out a number for HICAP, the Health Insurance Information Counseling and Assistance Program. Time is winding up for Medicare beneficiaries, people 65 and over who receive Medicare. And I think that's a health insurance for all people age 65, unless you choose not to enroll. So they can help you. They can give you insurance information and counseling. And it's not one of those agencies that's, organization, corporations, businesses just trying to make some money off of you. They just want to help. All right. That number for the New York State office of HICAP is 800-701-0501. 800-701-0501. I think when you call that number, they'll ask you for the county that you're in, and they'll put you in touch with the county administrators of the Office of the Aging and the Medicare Services. All right, help you get that information. Locally in Columbia County, that number is 518-828-4258. 518-828-4258. Listen, beloved, I want to also say, you know, if you haven't gotten a relationship with God that is offered through the sacrifice of his son, Jesus Christ, who came, who showed us the way, he lived his life, he taught us some things, he told us some things, he told us things that were going to come, and we see those things manifesting every day as we walk along this way. You want to get to know him, all right? You want to get to know him. You want to let him know that, God, I know you're there. I know you love me, and I know you sent your son to die for my sins. He took the price that we don't have to pay it, beloved. And I tell you, making the decision to give my life to Jesus Christ was the best thing I've ever done, all right? He's seen me through many dangers, seen and unseen, toils and snares, and he does it for all, amen, who will believe on him. I pray for anyone who would pray with me, pray this prayer after me in your heart or with your mouth, your mind stayed on him, that Father God, I'm a sinner and I'm sorry for my sins. I ask Jesus to come into my life, to be the Lord of my life. I ask him to engraft me into the vine and bring me into the family of God. I want to be ready when he comes. I want to be ready when he comes. And I say, thank you, Lord, for making a way. Thank you, Jesus, for making it right for me to have life and eternal life, life and abundant life. You know, beloved, the word of God in John 10 tells us that the adversary, the devil, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He doesn't come to discuss. He doesn't come to negotiate. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus came that we could have life and have it more abundantly. All right. You need to connect with a church family, a church home, or some believers who are walking this thing in faith. Amen. If you need help with that, you can reach out to us, www.omichurch.com, and you find out how to get in touch with us in Overcoming Ministries and our ministries. And also, we have a prayer line every morning, 7:30 a.m., 6 days a week from Sunday to Friday. And that number is 516-387-8591. 516-387-8591. You can hear prayer. You can receive prayer there. All right. Listen, I want to say happy birthday to all Those who are celebrating in this month of December, happy birthday to you. And also all you December lovers who said I do, happy anniversary to you too. All right. We're getting ready to get up out of here. Hallelujah. But listen, remember never to forget, no matter how great a day, no matter how dark the sky and the clouds may be, the sun is still there. The sun is still here. The sun is still shining. There is a bright side somewhere. Don't quit in the dip. You hang in there, all right? This is Pastor Kim of Overcomer Ministries International Church, and I am a perpetual optimist. Why? Because he lives, and because he lives, I can face tomorrow, and you can too. God loves you, beloved. I love you too. He loves you more. He loves you best, better than all the rest. Amen. So you keep that knowledge and stay blessed. We're on our way out of here. One more song, and this is Mr. Ricky Dillard and Choir also, and it's telling us, beloved, hold on. Don't quit in the dip. You gotta do what? Hold on. And if you're in the vicinity, I will be ministering, leading worship, and preaching at the First Presbyterian Church in Hudson, New York, on the corner of 4th and Warren Street, 1045. The service begins. If you're in the area, stop on in. God's got a word and a blessing with your name on it.